I use y'all as a plural, ye, mm-hmm. really.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you? What about the possessive of that? The example I gave about the car. Do you ever use some form of y'all to indicate ownership? Is that blank car?
No, I would say you. Mm-hmm. No.
You don't say y'all's. Is that y'all's car?
Rarely, if ever. Yeah. I don't believe.
Yeah. But you are you're somewhat familiar with that.
Yes, I guess so.
Okay, so you might say the word
y'all's.
Yeah. Now what about y'all's? Is
that no?
You wouldn't say that.
No.
Okay. Draw the line there.
Yes.
All right. What if I've been to a party and you didn't get to go, and I was telling you about it afterwards, and you wanted to know the people who'd been at the party? What would you ask?
Who was there?
All right. Now, this situation, if I'd been to hear a speaker and you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it and you wanted to know, you know, the substance of what was said, what would you ask me?
What did he talk about?
All right.
The subject of the lecture.
All right. Would you ever say who all was at the party?
I might. Yeah. Who all was at the party?
Would you ever say, what all did he say?
Yes, I've done that too.
You would say?
What did he say? What all did he say?
Okay, all right, this word.
I don't think I'm too bad about that. But I can't say I have not said it.
All right, I'll say it too. All right, this word, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
If nobody else will do it for him, he's got to do it
for himself.
Tell me about different types of, do you want to say something? Or are you just breathing? tell me about different types of bread that you know about, made with flour.
Oh, it's either bread or biscuits.
All right. Have you ever heard flour bread or light bread? Or?
Yes, the Wassons either ate cornbread or light bread.
Mm-hmm.
But bread to me, mm-hmm. is sliced white bread from the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we had biscuits or cornbread.
Mm-hmm. You know different types of cornbread?
Yes. Like hush puppies and hot water bread and corn pone. And I've read about hoe cake and Johnny cake. And
what is corn pone?
Oh. I think of a pone as, Ms. Wasson makes something she calls dog bread that's a hot water cornbread shaped in a pone.
Is a pone round?
It's, you shape it in your hands and it has the print of your hand on it.
Oh.
About that, yeah. About the size of your hand.
I see, okay. All right. What about corn dodger? Do you know that word?
Yes, but we don't use it, Randy. I've read it in books.
But you have heard the word, read the word.
Dodger.
Okay. Are you familiar with any kind of cornbread that used to be made in the fireplace, covered up, cooked in ashes?
A hoe cake.
Okay. Have you ever heard of ash cake? Okay. Do you know the word Johnny cake?
I've read it, but I don't believe anybody around here uses it.
Okay. Some people say that there are just two kinds of bread, one that you will the homemade bread, and then the kind that you buy at the store, which you would call.
You want me to say store bought?
If you say it. Do you use that word?
Sometimes. Like I said, I just say bread. Yeah. That's bread to me.
Right. Okay. What about these things with holes in the middle there?
Donuts?
Mm-hmm. And things that you might have for breakfast, you